New York City is not only the most visited city in the United States, it's also one of the oldest. Founded in 1624, when it was called New Amsterdam, the city continued to grow over four centuries to become the most populous city in the U.S., and also a crossroads of media, finance, and culture. Times Square, where the worlds of entertainment, media, and money all meet, is near the center of a city that's visited by an estimated 50 million people each year. Although there are recordings of John Coltrane from as early as 1946, his real career spans the 12 years between 1955 and 1967. During this time, he reshaped modern jazz and influenced generations of other musicians. Coltrane was freelancing in Philadelphia in the summer of 1955 when he received a call from trumpeter Miles Davis. Davis, whose success during the late 40s had been followed by several years of decline, was again active and was about to form a quintet. It wasn't every day a bombshell like this one walked into my office. She had lips the color of blood and blue eyes that could melt the heart of even a hardened old PI like me. I knew she was trouble the minute I laid eyes on her, just like 100 other guys with 100 other stories like mine. But there was something special about this one, I could tell. Or at least I thought I could. For all I know, I could have been so blinded by her looks that I'd have come up with any excuse to take the case. Hey, I may be a sucker, but at least I'm an honest one. Hi, I'm Adam Martin. Thank you for listening.